Not only do you need to know if they're cheating, you deserve to know the truth. War of the Roses, right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, time for War of the Roses. Now, this War of the Roses is special because Lauren, who is on War of the Roses, she was on Breaking Bad News on Monday. She was the person that we called to break the bad news to, and the person said to Lauren, stop reaching out to my boyfriend. He's not your boyfriend anymore. And she said, this guy's been reaching out to me quite a bit. We're still talking. And it got into this, he said, she said, and Lauren believes they're going to be together. Welcome, Lauren.
Hi.
Okay.
That says a lot.
Now listen, Lauren, we're going to play a little clip from Monday's Breaking Bad News. Okay, so here's a little bit about what happened on Monday.
You could tell me to back off, but he's the one texting me. He's the one talking to me. I'm pretty sure that's what's in our future.
Oh, Lauren. Like, if you are lying, you've got a big problem.
So then, now, Lauren, what is your ex-boyfriend's name?
Gabe.
Okay, so this was the issue. I got to make sure I can bring everybody in. You say he is your current boyfriend, but the way we met you is because a woman who says she is his current girlfriend wanted you to back off.
Melissa
was her name. Okay, Melissa was telling you to back off. And you're like, no, we're together, pretty much, right?
Right. Well, he lives with Melissa. Like, but we're like meant to be together, and he's just like kind of stuck with her right now. And he's like, he's a really nice person, and he's like super pushy. I think he just doesn't know how to end it.
Okay. So what we decided to do was, after we were done talking to you, we were like, somebody said, do War of the Roses. And everybody started calling up going, you got to do War of the Roses. So we asked you if you want to do War of the Roses. You said yes. So the way this works is we're going to call Gabe. We're going to offer him a dozen red roses. And we're going to see who he sends them to. So hopefully he's either going to pick you or Melissa. Sound good?
That sounds good. I know he's going to send them to me because it's time for her to know. You know, it's time for the truth to come out. He loves me. We're going to be together.
It is interesting that he's contacting her, and Melissa wasn't believing that. Well, but you're saying he's reaching out to you.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she's saying. But that's what
she's saying.
But Melissa was like, no, that's not the case. That's not the case.
Melissa was saying that they talk about everything, that Gabriel tells her everything, that they do not communicate.
Right. So also, I want to do this. I want to do something that we don't do on War of the Roses normally. But like, so just to prove everything, right? So what we'll do is we'll call Gabe up, offer him a dozen red roses. If he picks Melissa, right, which is the way it should go, we think, then we'll say, we'll even give another dozen roses.
Right.
To see if Lauren is in the list.
And if he picks both, then we know that he's the shady one.
Mm-hmm. He's playing both of them.
Yes, so we can be sure. Okay, so I know if this sounds complicated, bear with us. We're working it out because it's from a Breaking Bad News on Monday. All right, Lauren, so are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Then we'll do a little quick recap again, reset the whole thing up, and then we'll call Gabe and see who he sends the flowers to. So War of the Roses continues next with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
Well, we're in the middle of War of the Roses. We've got Lauren on the line. Lauren and Gabe used to date a long time ago. They broke up. Gabe started dating Melissa. And Lauren has been contacting Gabe for years. Melissa reached out to us and said, can you tell Lauren to back off? And Lauren said, Gabe's been texting me. Gabe's been reaching out to me. And Lauren says it's not true that she had Gabe there. And Gabe said it's not true. She's reaching out to me. So we're trying to settle this with the War of the Roses. Lauren says that her and Gabe were meant to be together, right? And you're going to get married, right, Lauren?
Right. Yeah, he's always said that. Like, he said that we're soulmates. He said we're meant to be together. And I believe it. Like, I think he's my soulmate. I think he's my twin flame. You know, like... We have such a special connection, and I think Melissa just can't understand that.
But then why do you think he's still living with her?
Because she's just, like, really pushy and bossy and, like, kind of mean, and I think he is, like, a little afraid of her, and I think he doesn't know how to end it, and he, like, lives there, and so I think he, like, doesn't want to just, you know, kick her out on the street. I think he just doesn't know how to get out.
Okay, well, let's find out. We're going to call him right now. You stand by until we get a bust, a non-bust, or a bust and a non-bust.
No, we're going to give this guy 2 dozen roses, just in case. We want to see where Lauren fits. Just keep giving him roses until he gets
Lauren. I'm not going to set it up as that, though.
Right, no.
Hello?
Hi there. Is Gabe available?
Yes, speaking.
Super. Hi, Gabe. My name is Sarah. I'm with a new company. We're called J&R Flowers. You probably haven't heard of us yet, but after our little conversation, you're going to want to tell everyone. So, Gabe, you've actually been chosen to be our micro-influencer, and we want you to pick, you know, someone special in your life and send our Pure Passion Bouquet, which is a dozen red roses, totally free. So, Gabe, all we ask in return is that you share us with your followers. Simple as that.
How did you guys get my information?
That's kind of like above my pay grade. They usually just like hand me a sheet of paper and I get to call. But it's such a cool opportunity. Like, I'm not going to ask you for any credit card information, or I'm not going to get too personal with you. And you get to send them for free. So you get to be the man and they won't know that it didn't cost anything.
There's nothing I have to sign up for or pay for or anything like that.
It's no. It's like a marketing thing for us. So, I mean, we still get something out of it.
Yeah, yes.
Wouldn't you, right? Okay, so the roses are, like I said, our Pure Passion Bouquet. So they're super sexy and romantic on their own. But some people like to get really creative with the little card that we send out. Fun, flirty, sexy, I've kind of seen it all. And whenever you're ready, let me know what you want on that card and we can get started and get them sent out this morning.
Let's just do something kind of sweet and simple. Let's just do like, I love you so much.
So sweet. So much. Maybe like an XOXO, Gabe. Okay. And then who am I going to address these to?
Her name is Melissa.
Okay. Now, if I may ask, which social media platform do you use the most?
Instagram is probably my main go-to.
Okay, perfect. And do you know how many followers you have right now?
Not a ton, maybe kind of like just over 1,000 maybe.
Oh, wow. Gabe, you're popular. okay. So because you exceed a certain limit, which actually is like right over 900, I can actually offer two bouquets for you to send totally free. Cause we figure like, you know, the more we can get the word out with the more powerful micro influencers. So we've got another bouquet to send out for you, and let me know who you want to get that to with the same sort of process. We'll write the message and then the card.
Still no catch, still no charge, I think. Just another second bouquet?
Exactly, because I'm, you know, there's like, you have a lot of followers, so we really want you to be happy.
Yeah. Sure, let's, we can send it to my mom, Anna, because it's actually, her birthday's coming up, so that's actually perfect.
How sweet. Okay, so just like happy birthday, mom.
Yeah.
What the hell? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding your mom? Seriously? Like, I knew you'd send the first one to Melissa because, like, you live with her and stuff, but, like, the second one you send to your mom, like, why wouldn't you send them to me?
Lauren?
Who else would it be? This isn't real. There's no roses. You're on the radio with John, Jane, and Rich. Like, we just did this because I wanted to see who you'd send the roses to.
What the f***? Why are you on the...
Why wouldn't you send me the roses?
Because you're not in my life. And you're not my girlfriend. So why would I send you flowers?
But we're still, like, together. Like, we still love each other. We're still together.
Lauren, no, we don't. You need to let it go, all right? Every single time I try to stop or try to block you, or you always find a way to contact me. Like, this needs to stop right now.
That's because I know it's Melissa that's making you block me, that it's just for show.
No, she doesn't. It's not her. It's me. I don't want to tell you to f*** off and be mean, but I'm at the point where I have to kind of tell you to off, Lauren. Like, I don't know. I'm sorry, but you have to move on. Like, this is enough is enough.
Are you serious? After 3 years together, that's what you're gonna say to me right now?
Yeah, I mean, we were together over 2 years ago, Lauren. You need to move on. Enough. You have to move on. This is not healthy. Like, this, there's someone out there for you, maybe, but it's definitely not me. So you move on.
No, it is you. We're soulmates. You said all the time, we're soulmates. We're meant to be together.
God, no. No, we are not. All right, Lauren, we are not soulmates. All right, I'm currently with the person I'm supposed to be with, and her name is Melissa. All right, I'm good.
We'll just talk about this later privately.
No, we will not talk about that. I don't want to talk to you anymore, Lauren. All right, this is the last time you're going to hear from me.
Lauren, why won't you accept that the relationship is over?
It's not. Okay, well, you know, for Melissa's sake, we'll say it's over, but I know what he really means. Gabe, I really think it's time to come clean and tell everybody the truth. Like, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but, like, you need to tell everyone the truth. Melissa knows. Everybody knows. It's time for everybody to know the truth.
Yes, everybody knows. Everyone knows that me and you are over. Everyone knows that you won't let it go, and you need to drop it. You need to move on, all right? I'm not putting up a front. There's nothing to come clean to because I've been honest this entire time. And I tried being nice about it in the beginning, but it's getting to the point now, Lauren, where I don't know what else I have to do. A restraining order? I don't know. I'm trying not to be an asshole, but you're making me be an asshole because you're not listening to reason. You're not listening to me being nice about it. So I'm going to have to be mean about it and say off, Lauren. Leave me alone.
Gabe, I see your face in the clouds.
What?
Like, you're in my heart. We're meant to be together. I know you're just putting up a front right now because, you know, Melissa's going to hear this. But it's okay. We'll talk in private.
Wait,
I know,
Lauren,
I know what's really in your heart.
Lauren, let me ask you a question, okay? Wouldn't you rather, let's just say you and Gabe are meant to be and, you know, there is love there. I don't think there is. However,
she's just facing
let's
the clouds.
Just go, whatever that means. Let's just go there. But wouldn't you personally be happier with someone who wants to only be with you, not with living with somebody else, no matter what the circumstances?
Well, he's only going to be living with her for a short time. It's just until he figures out how to break up with her.
It's like not what I'm hearing
like really
from him.
It's painful and awful right now, but like it's only temporary. And true love is worth the wait, you know? And I don't care what anybody else says.
I don't know. I mean, at this point, I almost feel like Gabe does need to, like, figure out what his options are. He need to pursue something legally?
No, but don't contact her.
She's sweet. I think if you would have gone maybe, let's say, 100, 150 roses deep, eventually he probably would have said, all right, give the 149th roses to Lauren.
So there should have been
yeah, somewhere
okay.
like that. And then she would have been, see, I told you. He loves me. Anyway, thank you guys for going on the air with us. Thank you, Gabe. Good luck to you. You might want to fill in Melissa about being on War of the Roses in a different way.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry that you're being exposed to all this, but this is I literally don't know how else to get it through her head. So I appreciate your help with this any way you guys can.
2021, man. That's what I say. 2021. All right, Lauren. Thank you for calling in again, Lauren.
Thanks. I'm sorry you guys don't believe me, but
oh, I believe
whatever. We believe you feel how you feel, for sure.
I believe you. All right. Thank you. That's War of the Roses with John Jay and Rich.
Oh, no.
It's so wrong.